The National Football League is facing serious questions about how the game is played and what changes it may have to make to have a sustainable future. A lot of that is related to health concerns and the impact frequent concussions have had on the brains of former players. Boston University has been studying the donated brains, and 110 of 111 deceased players were found to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a degenerative brain disease. Recently, an investigative reporting team from the Cronkite School at ASU dug more deeply into former Arizona Cardinals players who are suing the NFL for potentially concussion-related health problems. The man who led that team is Walter Robinson, visiting professor at Cronkite and former editor of the Boston Globe Spotlight team. Walter, the NFL concussion connection is not a new story. Why did you want to investigate this more deeply?
Mostly because for virtually all football fans, this has kind of been abstract numbers. You know, 5,000 players have filed claims. Thousands of others might file claims. There's a $1 billion uncapped settlement. But we wondered, you know, well, what's the impact been here in Arizona? So I asked the students to try to find out how many Arizona Cardinals players are involved in this lawsuit and to try and talk to them about what kind of damage their NFL career has caused for them. And so we started trying to get the numbers, and getting at the numbers was really difficult because you have a lawsuit in which there are 5,000 players listed, and thankfully we got help from Professor Sarah Cohen, who is the Knight Chair in Database Journalism at the Cronkite School. And she was able to take that federal court database and strip out the names of all 5,000 players. And then we took another database of everybody who ever played for the Cardinals, and we matched the two. And that's where we came up with the number of players, 157, who have filed claims who played for the Cardinals.
The access to big data is so important. Was that the key to getting to the core of this to start with?
Exactly. I don't think hardly any newspapers in the country have done this, and partly, as you suggested correctly, because it's so difficult to get at the data. You need a real expert to help you in that regard, and we were able to do that. The students were able to interview 9 of the players, and their concerns, their anxiety, their fears are pretty starkly laid out in the story that the students did.
To what extent does it seem, based on this reporting and other reporting that we've seen, that the NFL, to some extent, is a little bit too little too late, that these lawsuits, they're trying to settle the suits, they're talking about maybe getting rid of kickoffs and whatnot, but it doesn't acknowledge necessarily that they knew before and the way things were going. What sort of a sea change do we need to see from reporting like this in order to make the NFL really stand up and take notice?
I think the NFL has taken notice, and frankly, the signals we're getting is that they're frightened to death of the upside legal financial potential for this. They've set aside $1 billion, but if the number of players who are waiting in the wings who intend to file is correct, it could be that 75 to 80% of former NFL players will eventually have this concussion-related injury. So it could cost billions. The question for the rest of us, and I know some of us feel uncomfortable about it, I know I do, I'm a football fan, and I love to watch the games on Sunday, but it's a little bit like a more modern version of the Roman Colosseum. We're watching gladiators. It's just that the gladiators we're watching are not dying in front of our eyes. They're dying long-term from injuries sustained while on the field.
How much could this potentially affect how many people allow their kids to play football? And could that really, I mean, is that something that could make the NFL change, or could we actually see a different kind of football?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting question. I mean, we know anecdotally and in some states from surveys that increasingly parents are not letting young children start playing football at either Pop Warner or high school stage because they fear the consequences for their children. So the pipeline of kids coming into, potentially into professional football, is going to narrow quite a bit. Unfortunately, there are still probably hundreds of thousands of kids, many from poorer families, who see the NFL as a way to get rich in a hurry and hopefully avoid getting these kinds of injuries. Maybe the new rules, well, the new rules will make a difference, but how much of a difference, I think, remains to be seen.
How important is it to tell this story the way that you and your students told this one through the eyes of people who've actually experienced it? We all talk to experts. Experts are very important, but to actually get the story and hear about what these men have suffered through.
Well, I think often in a country of over 300 million people, we rely on numbers to sort of tell stories. You know, we can't often get at the real people behind the numbers, whether it's be polling data or data on the number of players who have filed claims. And we thought important, number one, to find out how many local players in Arizona have this problem, and number two, what it's meant for their lives. Because you can't have impact with a story simply by saying 5,000 players have filed a claim. People need to understand what it means for the players and their lives and for their families.
Walter Robinson is a visiting professor at ASU's Cronkite School and former editor of the Boston Globe Spotlight team.